Even though summer is winding down, there's no shortage of things to do. Spokane 7 is the one place to make all your plans for the weekend and beyond. Every Friday in the Spokesman Review and 24/7 on the web and your mobile, you'll find the latest movie listings, restaurants, arts and culture, music, outdoors and recreation, sports, activities for all ages. There's a full calendar of stuff to do. Plus, find contests with cool prizes, blogs, photos, and even talkback from Spokane 7 readers.
What to do, where to go, 24/7.
Spokane7.com. Powered by the Spokesman Review.
Welcome to Real Estate Radio with your host, Ken Sachs. This show is created for you, the consumer. Our goal is to empower you with information and education, thereby giving you the tools needed to make informed decisions when it comes to real estate needs.
All right, welcome once again, listeners. You are listening to Real Estate Radio, and I'm your host, Ken Sachs. We have another terrific show lined up for you. We are going to be talking about auctions. Auctions. When we think about selling a home, we're going to discuss both benefits to sellers, benefits to buyers, also benefits to real estate agents. So pretty exciting. I know I'm going to learn a lot. So I would like to introduce to you at this time our guest, Jody Carpini. Jody, welcome.
Thank you, Ken.
Jody, why don't you tell us about yourself, the name of your company, and how long you've been in real estate, things like that.
Okay. My company is Our House, and I have been in real estate since 2005. One of the reasons I got into the business is that I bought a house here in 2004 and didn't feel like I was treated with respect.
I hear that quite often, yes, and you thought to yourself,
I can do this better.
Exactly. I hear that often. I actually do. So good. You've been in since 2005. We know now how you got into it. So auctions. Let's just get into it. What's this about auctions?
Auctions are an amazing way to sell real estate. It is a process that is picking up steam in other countries.
Okay.
Currently, about 35% of properties in New Zealand are sold by auction.
Really?
Because it's transparent.
Sure.
The seller knows everything that's going on. They see all the offers, and they know they got as much as they were going to get for their property.
Okay.
For buyers, they know what they're up against.
Now, okay, when I think of auctions, and I don't have experience with home auctions, but I'm picturing like 40, 50 people standing in the street, an auctioneer with his podium, doing his auctioneer talk, people either waving paddles or giving the nod or touching their nose. Is that what it looks like?
It can be.
Okay.
There's more than one version. Auctions can be held on site in front of a property. They can be done in a ballroom. If you have 10 or 20 properties, you're auctioning all at once.
You bring them up like on a projector or something?
Exactly.
Okay.
And they can be done online. So there are a number of methods.
Fascinating. So when I think of auctions, I also think of like trustee sales down at the courthouse. So if I am a prospective buyer at an auction, either in front of the house, in a ballroom, or online, is that like a courthouse auction? Do I have to have a check for $150,000 or?
Sometimes.
Okay.
They can be done a number of ways. You will definitely need some money because you're with an auction, the buyer always pays a 5% non-refundable earnest money upon winning the auction.
Gotcha. So, but we also want to be clear, we're talking about auctions, and auctions is something you're passionate about and that you do, but that's not the only type of real estate you're involved with.
It's not the only type of real estate I'm involved with simply because our market is not there yet as far as embracing auctions.
Okay, but you're full service. I mean, if I'm listening to the show and I'm here locally in Spokane, and I don't want to do an auction, though, I can still reach out to you.
Absolutely. I represent buyers and sellers of all types.
Good. I want to make sure we didn't pigeonhole you. So, listeners, if you do want to reach out to Jody, I'll put her number out right now, 509-990-9700. Okay, so auctions. So There are different types of auctions you've alluded to. What are some of the different types of auctions?
There are three basic types of auctions.
Okay.
There is a reserve auction, which means that the seller has a number that nobody knows.
Oh.
So you could win the auction, and they may not sell you the property.
Kind of like on eBay when you're looking at, like, cars or something. There's a, what do they call it? The base, like, base price. Like, you haven't reached the reserve price.
The reserve, correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
The second would be a minimum bid. And a true minimum bid auction is where the seller says, you hit this number, and it's yours. If it goes higher, great. The third is an absolute auction.
Okay.
Where regardless to the price, the seller is willing to sell. That, although it's the riskiest for the seller, it generates the most excitement and generally the best price. Clearly, the seller has to have 100% equity in the property.
Right. Okay, interesting. So could it ever happen, or is there protection against this where I'm a seller and I'm going to do an auction and one person shows up and then I'm probably not going to make as much money on selling my house if just one person shows up, two people show up? I don't know. Is there, could that happen?
We should know that ahead of time.
Okay.
Because you're going to have the property open for several weekends.
Okay.
Before the auction. The auction should be properly advertised. You know, whether it's billboards, newspaper, whatever, you know how many people have come through those open houses and what kind of interest you have. The other thing, buyers need to do all their due diligence prior to the auction because there are no contingencies.
I was just thinking about that as far as inspections and things of that nature.
Exactly. That all needs to be done prior to the auction.
Okay.
So if you're coming up on an auction date and no one's expressed interest in the property, you're going to reevaluate taking that property to auction.
Sure. So if I'm a prospective buyer and I believe in property inspections, which I do, then I would just reach out and to whoever is running the auction or the seller or whatever the appropriate steps are and say, I want to get in and do an inspection.
That's correct.
And just go, okay, no, that makes sense. That's good. I like that. So those are the types of auctions. What kind of properties can we sell in an auction?
You know, if it's real estate, it can be auctioned.
Okay.
It can be commercial. It can be residential. It can be land, although those haven't been great auction properties simply because there's so much of it.
Sure.
As long, again, equity is the issue. If you're mortgaged to 90%, you're not a good prospect for auction.
Right. Unless you really want to write a big check to sell the house or something.
Right.
Okay. Good.
Even short sales are auctionable now. Getting the bank's permission is another story. But if the banks would think this through, it would be a great way to move some of those properties.
That sure would be a great way. Now, is that happening now with short sales?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I've heard of isolated incidences where a bank will allow an auction, but not across the board.
Okay, interesting. We are talking about auctions, and my guest Jody Carpini here with Our House. Again, if you want to reach Jody, you can call her anytime at 509-990-9700. So we just talked about the types of properties, which it sounds like could be any property you can auction off. So let's talk about benefits now. I mean, this is kind of a new concept, and I'm sure it's a new or newer concept to a lot of our listeners. Who does this benefit? Why would I auction, or why would that maybe not be a viable option for me?
Well, Ken, I think it benefits everyone involved. The seller, because they're basically picking the day they're going to sell their property. They know exactly what their timeline is.
Okay.
They know they have seen every potential offer. They know they've been exposed to, you know, a large amount of buyers. And
so they're seeing the offers. You said they've seen all the offers. Those are the offers that are occurring at the time of the auction? Or maybe it
correct.
Depends on the type of auction.
You know, a seller sometimes wonders, you know, was there something out there they didn't see,
right,
or maybe they accepted an offer too quickly, and the next day, was there a higher offer going to come in?
Ooh, yeah.
So with an auction, all the buyers are there together.
Okay.
The seller knows they got everything out of their property that they were going to get.
Okay, and depending on the type of auction, they may not be forced or compelled to take the best offer if it didn't reach the minimum, if it's that type of auction, et cetera,
correct,
reserve auction. Okay, good. So definitely I can see the benefits to a seller. How about a buyer? I mean, we're looking for a win-win here. How about a buyer? What?
It really is the same for buyers. They
okay.
know exactly what's going on. We're in the type of market now where properties are frequently getting multiple offers.
Yes.
And buyers are being told, submit your best and final offer. Well, they don't know what they're up against. So they don't know if they're going too high, they're not going high enough, and so they may creep up just a bit when they actually could have gone higher.
Okay.
So in that case, it's not benefiting anyone because the seller could have gotten more. The buyer that had the true passion for the home might not be getting it. So because it's such a transparent process and everyone knows exactly what they're up against, I believe everybody wins.
Okay, good. Well, I like that. Okay, so we talked about the benefits to sellers. We've talked about the benefits to the buyer.
Absolutely. I certainly hope they are.
Okay.
That you believe is good for auction, you could come to me and I would work with you. You would still represent your seller. Another
buyer.
If you have a listing.
Okay.
So you would be representing the seller. Someone else would bring their buyer to auction. I am merely the person who's going to be facilitating, hiring the auctioneer, setting up all the advertising, coordinating the open houses with you.
Okay.
That kind of thing. In this case, in the case of auctions, there's always been a buyer's premium.
What's that?
Basically, it's buyer paid commissions.
Okay.
It's added to the purchase price. And so that is where my portion
okay.
of the commissions come from. So there's room for everyone.
So your role in an auction is not necessarily the listing agent representing the seller. Your role is the facilitator and the person who is putting this all together.
Correct. That's what I see my role as. Could I represent a seller? Absolutely. But not if they're already represented.
Okay. Boy, very interesting. My guest, Jody Carpini with Our House. We are talking about auctions of all things. We are rolling into our 1 minute break. You are listening to Real Estate Radio with Ken Sachs.
Touch online all the time. SpokaneTalksOnline.com.
To help you be safe, Washington state law requires you to call 811 two full business days before you plan, for example, to dig, drill, plow, pull from, or pound anything into the ground. Be prepared to provide the operator with the correct address, cross street, and the description of your work. You must mark the dig area with white paint. The operator will inform you of the utilities notified of your impending excavation. Wait for all their marks. Be safe and dig with care.
Every Friday in the Spokesman Review and 24/7 on the web and your mobile.
What to do, where to go, 24/7.
Spokane7.com, powered by the Spokesman Review.
Hi, this is Kent Adams, co-host of Business Talks. I'd like to introduce you to a couple of friends, Lisa and Alan Gwaltney of Window World. I've known Lisa and Alan for a number of years and know them to be honest and caring folks. They take pride in their windows, sliding doors, and blinds. So when it comes to your home, call them direct at 509-456-5880. That's Window World of Spokane and Coeur d'Alene. And if you tell them Kent sent me, they'll give you 5% off a five-window installation. Call them today at 456-5880.
Welcome back. You are listening to Real Estate Radio. I am your host, Ken Sachs. My guest today, Jody Carpini with Our House. We are talking about real estate auctions. But Jody, as we discussed earlier, doesn't do just auctions. Jody also is a full-time real estate agent representing buyers and sellers. You can reach Jody at any time, 509-990-9700. So during the break, Jody, we were talking about going back and talking about the types of auctions because, you know, anytime I see more than one choice, then I always think, well, why are there more than one choice? And what are the pros and cons? And you surely must have an opinion on the different types, maybe what's your favorite, what's your least favorite, maybe which ones benefit perhaps sellers more, buyers more, things like that. So I'm guessing you have an opinion on these three different types of auctions.
Ken, I am never short on opinions. Yes, sellers are going to gravitate toward a reserve auction. However, buyers don't like them. I personally would just as soon never do a reserve auction. That would be the type where the seller has a magic number in their mind,
right,
that no one knows.
That's the reserve. I have to at least hit that before I sell, and you don't know what the reserve is.
As a buyer, as an agent. So think about this. How much time and money do you as a buyer want to put into researching, inspections,
sure,
all that kind of stuff when
only to be told, no, you didn't hit my reserve.
No, thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day.
Exactly.
Wait, what? Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
With a true minimum bid auction,
okay,
you know where you're starting and you know it's going to sell. And you probably noticed that I have said twice now, true minimum bid.
Yes.
In an auction, the seller should be signing a document saying they won't have anyone bidding up the property.
Oh.
There are cases.
Oh, my.
Where even locally in Spokane, where they give a minimum bid, people start bidding. Bidding kind of stops because the property simply isn't seen as being worth anymore.
Sure.
And the auctioneer says the seller has authorized me to take the bidding too, and they jump up $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. That's not a true minimum bid auction.
And if nobody's bidding on it, or they're not bidding that much on it, and an auctioneer does that, that's supposed to somehow...
In reality, they changed it to a reserve.
Okay.
And no one knew ahead of time that's what they were walking into.
Is there ever a situation where a relative or a friend is in the crowd or online acting as a prospective buyer, and they kind of try to get the price to go up?
They should be. Anyone who comes to an auction has to present their certified check.
Okay.
For a minimum amount, usually $5,000 or $10,000, before they're even given the right to bid. So, and again, the seller should be certifying that they're not going to do anything like that.
Right. Do we still get seller disclosures?
That would still be the law in Washington, yes.
Okay, okay. That was a test question. Okay, so the minimum bid, and then there's the absolute. So which one do you like the most? I'm going to guess like a minimum
bid. Well, an absolute, which I alluded to earlier, is always going to draw the most excitement from buyers because...
Whatever it is, that's
what's happening.
$1, and
I might get this house, or, you know, $5,000 or whatever it is, and they know that house is selling that day, period, so it's going to generate more buyers.
Okay, so who selects the type of auction? I'm a seller. This sounds good. This sounds like what I'm looking for. Do you choose? Do you explain to me and I choose?
I would explain to you, it's your property.
Yes.
It's your choice.
Okay.
But I would also tell you that if you're going to do a minimum bid, you want to start about 65% of value as your minimum bid in order to truly bring in bidders.
Okay. So you really need to understand, you, Jody, as the facilitator, you're really explaining the pros and cons and benefits. You're educating.
Exactly.
Okay, love it, love it, love it. Okay, so that answers that. So let's say I'm a seller, and boy, I've seen this a few times, where the house has been sitting on the market, and maybe I have gone through two or three agents, because of course it's not price, it's the agent, which is
exactly
why it's not selling. It's never an issue of being overpriced. And I'm reaching a point of frustration. Maybe my wife is starting to get a little upset with me and feels like we're just not moving as quickly as we need to be. Perhaps our motivation has changed. Could I reach out to you 10 months into trying to sell my house, 12 months into it, and say, you know what, let's do this auction thing?
Absolutely. And I'd prefer you have your agent contact me, because I don't want to interfere with that relationship. But yes, but we're absolutely going to sit down and have what we call that come to Jesus talk.
Yes.
Where I explain that we need to look at the realities of how to get this home sold. Your expectations are a bit high.
Right.
And sometimes coming from a third party, so if I sat down with you and your agent, that's received a little better.
Could you be a listing agent and the auction facilitator?
Absolutely.
Okay, because again, I've gone through three or four agents. My house isn't selling. It's, of course, not because it's overpriced, because sellers never do that. So I could reach out to you, and you could, I like our conversation. We're hitting it off. You seem very competent. Jody, I want you to be my listing agent and take me through this auction process.
And if you're not under contract with another agent, that's something I would happily do. However, there is another piece we haven't touched on that I'm going to have to explain to the seller who's had, you know, the agents that weren't doing their job, so to speak.
Okay.
That would be advertising dollars. The seller pays an advertising cost up front.
Okay.
That goes into my trust account. Every week, I let the seller know what I have spent out of that and what it was for, and if, when we go to auction, there's anything left, that gets returned to the seller. Generally, that's reflected in whatever seller commissions are charged, but it is an upfront fee that needs to be paid in order to get the type of advertising that's going to bring in the number of buyers we need.
Okay, so that's a little different than traditional listing a home and selling it. So in this case, a seller is going to give you some money. You're going to put it in your trust account. And that was also something I was going to ask you about. How do we generate traffic for an auction? And you kind of went there through marketing. So what does that look like? Where are you marketing these things? What if I'm a prospective buyer and I think this is something really cool? How do I find where auctions are?
Well, let me back up and just tell you about what I would see as an ideal auction.
Okay.
And that would be a multi-property auction held what we call ballroom style.
All right.
So I would want somewhere between 10 and 20 properties all to be auctioned on the same day. So whether they're my listings, your listings, another brokerage's listings, we would pull them all together. We would pool the advertising dollars. We would then use that money for radio, possibly television, for billboards, newspaper, whatever we can do depending on the number of properties.
Sure.
To really get that information out. We would hold open houses for 3 weeks prior to the auction at each of those homes.
Mm-hmm.
Again, big signs on the open house, lots of fanfare to promote them.
Right, right. More bang for your buck doing it that way. Is there a website? I mean, we have websites for everything. We have websites for foreclosures and just all types of properties. What if I want to specifically pinpoint properties that are available via auction? Is it your site? Is there a general site? Is there a place
there? There are sites out there right now.
Okay.
Eventually, my site will have auction properties when Spokane buys into the process a bit more.
Right.
but if you Google basically real estate auctions, you'll see there are a number of sites. Again, to the consumer, I'm going to say do your homework. Make sure it's really the type of auction you believe it is. Get representation.
Okay, so we have about 2 minutes left, and I was going to ask you some of the biggest mistakes you've seen folks make, and you just kind of went there just now, or you implied. One is they try to perhaps do it on their own without representation.
Exactly, and they maybe aren't given a bidder's packet ahead of time, so they're really unsure as to the type of auction, if it is legitimately minimum bid, are they wasting
right.
their money? Buyers learn pretty quick
mm-hmm.
that a reserve auction is really risky for them. They're not going to come back to one.
Well, and I could also see, if I had somebody approach me wanting to do an auction, Jody, I'd call you.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I'm not competent in that. I've never done it, and I'm not going to try to do that. That's not within the lines of being ethical in my mind.
It's definitely a specialty. I wouldn't try to sell a commercial property
right.
because I know nothing about it. I do understand and I love auctions.
Right. So I could see one of the biggest mistakes maybe when we talk about buyers, sellers, and agents, maybe agents thinking that they can do it or it's easy or that is representing their client effectively and they try to go down this road and figure it out as they go, only to be at the expense of the client. I would not try to navigate that. I would just say, Jody, could you do this for me? And we'll just work it
right.
out.
Right, and I would be happy to work with you on it.
That's
the beauty of the business. We really can work together.
Good, good. Well, we are wrapping up our show here. We have spent some time talking about auctions. Auctions, the benefits to sellers, buyers, and also real estate agents. My guest today has been Jody Carpini with Our House. Again, you can reach Jody at any time, 509-990-9700. Jody, I cannot thank you enough for spending time with us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Ken.
And you have been listening to Real Estate Radio with Ken Sachs, and we'll see you next time.
Real Estate Radio, Spokane, Washington, by SpokaneTalksOnline.com, which is solely responsible for its content. Ask Ken a question, recommend a guest, and hear this program again online anytime at SpokaneTalksOnline.com. We wish you a great day.
If you need a sign, banner, or business cards for your business, who do you call? Hi, this is Kent Adams.
And Tom MacArthur from Business Talks. Kent and I call Instant Sign Factory for our signs, banners, business cards, and more.
Dave at Instant Sign Factory is our go-to guy for printing, and he always does excellent work for us.
Check them out online. They've got an all-new website, InstantSignFactory.com.
Tell them Kent and Tom from Business Talks sent you. Instant Sign Factory.